USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The ousting of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has sparked a flurry of contenders vying for that position. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana officially entered the race today. When questioned about the possibility of taking up the role, former President Trump stated, "My sole dedication is to serve as president." The Biden administration is forgiving $9 billion in student loan debt for 125,000 borrowers. President Biden, speaking from the White House, highlighted the positive impact on individuals and the economy.
It means they can go and get their lives in order. They can think about buying a house. They can start a business. They can be starting a family.
The relief is specifically for those on income-driven repayment plans and in the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Today's strike against Kaiser Permanente may have widespread effects on patients nationwide. Caroline Lucas, the executive director of the Coalition of Unions for Kaiser, says today's strike was a final measure.
At this point, it would be unethical to continue to allow patients to believe that they are showing up to hospitals and clinics that are fully staffed and fully functioning.
75,000 workers from various departments, including the ER, dental care, housekeeping, and behavioral health, walked off the job. Five people were injured after a Tuesday night shooting at Morgan State University in Baltimore. University police were on routine patrol around 9:30 when they heard gunfire and found four men and one woman with non-life-threatening injuries. The student upset about what happened.
It's just really anxious knowing that something like this happened on campus and this is not the first time this happened for homecoming. It's just very troubling to know that people come here and try to get an education, just have fun, and stuff like this happens.
No suspect is in custody. Chipotle currently testing an automated system for making burrito bowls and salads. They've introduced robots that put together the ordered meals for customers who use their app. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Former President Trump was in New York City today for day three of his civil fraud trial. Trump is accused by New York Attorney General Letitia James of inflating his net worth. The former president maintained he did nothing wrong. Yesterday, the judge issued a gag order which bans anyone involved in the case from making comments online or in public about the judge's staff. Mourners are paying tribute to the late U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein today. San Francisco Mayor London Breed says the city will host an open-air funeral on Thursday.
There will be a fitting celebration of her life. We anticipate the Vice President Kamala Harris, our current California senators, and other guests that will be joining us.
Feinstein's body is lying in state at San Francisco City Hall. The public is welcome to pass through the rotunda and pay their respects until 7 p.m. Pacific. Time. Thursday's funeral is set for 1 p.m. Actor Kevin Spacey revealed that he experienced heart attack symptoms earlier this week, leading to an urgent hospitalization. At the closing ceremony of a film festival in Uzbekistan Monday night, Spacey shared that he had a moment of alarm when his arm went numb for approximately 8 seconds during a museum visit earlier that day. He recovered and was able to participate in the festival later on. And there's a Powerball frenzy sweeping across America. The jackpot for tonight's drawing stands at $1.2 billion and has a cash value of $551 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.